Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz have circulated a package of legislation which will provide significant resources and additional tools to support Wisconsin's emergency medical services system. The bills support local EMS personnel and departments by providing funding to reimburse volunteers for the cost of their initial training classes, requiring an annual report on changes to the state and national EMS scope of practice and the impact of these changes on training hours, and increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate for treat NOS transport calls. The bills also provide additional flexibility to local units of government and support to the Wisconsin Technical College system. The bill package creates a regional EMS system levy limit exemption to encourage intergovernmental cooperation and provide $7 million annually to the WTCS to support its EMS education programming. The bills are currently circulating in the legislature for co-sponsorship. Senator Markline and Representative Kurtz will formally introduce the bills in the coming weeks and look forward to their swift consideration. The Joint Finance Committee has announced public hearings for the next state budget. Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival. Wisconsin is projected to have a $4.3 billion surplus. Governor Tony Evers' proposed biennial budget will be extensively reworked by JFC. The State Assembly Thursday takes up several bills related to transgender issues. One of the measures, authored by Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich, would require school district policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. Other bills include one that would ban gender-affirming care for those under 18, and two that would ban trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'd veto any bills that harm Wisconsin's LGBTQ youth. Legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. State Senate author Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday that he anticipates the Democratic governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself in the DPI process. Wisconsin's Supreme Court race has drawn large out-of-state donations, including from Elon Musk on behalf of Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel, who was asked about that on Tuesday at the Milwaukee Press Club.
97% of my donors are people who vote in Wisconsin. Almost half of my opponent's donors don't vote in the state of Wisconsin because they can't. They don't live here. I don't see enough of that. I get asked at almost every media interview, what about Elon Musk? He's supporting you. I don't control it, but I welcome the help because I've got to get my message to those low and mid propensity voters. And I'm aware that among the investments he's made has been in an awful lot of door knockers going around the state, and that's critical.
Early in-person voting began Tuesday in the election between Schimmel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. A win by Schimmel would flip the balance of the court in favor of conservatives. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rate. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024.